In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This time of year, it's getting close to the time when I have vivid memories of spending time on my grandfather's farm. For kids, it was ideal. Hot summer sun, water in the horse tank so that we could cool off. Millions of grasshoppers that you could store up by simply walking down the road. And the very best was the watermelon seed spitting contest. We'd sit on the side of the old wooden trailer that they used to haul stuff around the farm. We'd sit there with watermelon juice dripping down to our elbows and try to spit seeds farther than anyone else. You know, it never occurred to me to wonder whether a watermelon patch ever grew up in that spot. I think maybe it did. Anyway, the adults were hard at work whenever there was sunlight. The menfolk harvested the wheat and carried the grain away in trucks. And the women made food, lots of food, for the army of hot, hungry workers. When the weather cooperated and the wheat was abundant, there was almost an air of celebration about the work. Everybody knew the rewards were going to be good. Today's gospel takes me right back there. But Jesus wasn't talking about wheat or flocks. He was talking about people. He was proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing people who were suffering. Jesus described the people as harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. I am sure that we can relate to his assessment of the people. With TV and the internet, we see way too much of how people are suffering. And we absolutely know how harassed and helpless they feel. Sometimes it feels safer just to duck and keep your head covered than to deliberately go out amongst the people, because frankly, some of us feel harassed and threatened too. But that is exactly what Jesus did. He went out among the people, curing every disease and every sickness. He gave his disciples authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure diseases and sickness. And we are the disciples today. Just let that sink in for just a minute. I know for sure that I'm not a doctor. And I have to go to a doctor just like everyone else when I get sick. And I haven't tried, but I'm also pretty sure I can't raise the dead. But Jesus didn't really focus so much on that as he did the things that I can do. He said, "Proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near." Don't get bogged down thinking that Jesus is asking us to walk around town carrying posters on sticks. Jesus himself knew that would not be helpful for anybody. But he gave us a model to follow. He talked to people. He offered compassion and encouragement. And he had quite a message to give to those who were hungering for good news. I know that sounds a lot like evangelism, and it is. I got an email this week from the Episcopal Church Foundation, and in their newsletter, they told about a workshop with the presiding bishop's office in partnership with Forward Movement, our publishing company that does daily meditations and such. The conference was called Evangelism Matters, a first-of-its-kind conference about sharing the good news of God in Christ. In the article, there were lots of practical pieces of advice and ideas about how to make evangelism work in your life. One of the things that stood out for me was an activity they had the participants do. They were each given a large blank card, and they were asked to write before and after observations about themselves on the two sides of the card. One side was a description of the before, and the other, the effect of God's transforming love. On YouTube, you can actually see what happened. One of the people was holding up a sign that said, "Guilt and shame." And on the other side, it said, "Forgiveness and love." Another said, "Not enough." And the other side said, "He delights in me." The most powerful to me said, "Heartbroken" on one side, and on the other said, "Broken open to God's love." I wish I could have been at that conference. The people were so obviously changed by the story that they had thought about and the words that they had written. Their faces showed absolute wonder and delight when they realized that God had freed them from limitations, harassment, suffering, and given them abundant life. I know that many of you have experienced God in ways that changed your lives. It's evident in the way you interact with each other here at church and in the way you conduct your lives. And I know that it is possible for you to do more to carry the message of the good news of Jesus Christ out into the world. I encourage you to pay attention to what Jesus said to the disciples. "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." That remains true today, that there are people out there that need the hope and comfort that God's love could give them. And it's up to us to help them. So the question is, how do we do that? I think you can start maybe by using the exercise that I described to you. I think one of the negative feelings or limitations you have experienced in your life might remind you of where you have come from. And then think how God's love has helped you to overcome it. For some of you, maybe the impact has seemed really simple and just a part of growing up. Maybe, for instance, you were afraid to commit to a relationship. And now, because faith in God has helped you to understand love, you have made many friends and maybe even found a spouse. On the other hand, maybe God has helped you overcome a lack of confidence that was stifling. Perhaps you had feelings of guilt about inadequacies that you perceive in yourself, and you have learned how to forgive. Those things give you two incredible powers. First, you can be a comfort to those who share those difficulties. You have the ability to give them real support. You have the ability to give them real help. And second, you can share with others how your relationship with God has helped you to overcome your own shortcomings. The harvest is plentiful. There are many, many people who need the solid comfort and love that God offers. But they need to hear our stories. Like the harvest days of my childhood, it's possible to sense the excitement and the happiness of the reward that would come to all creation if we were to follow Jesus' call to spread the good news. Jesus told us that we should scatter the seeds. That's all that's required of us. And I think we can do it. And I think that's the most important job we will ever have to do. I pray that God will give us the strength to do it with great abandon. Amen.